Moving on, North Korea has announced the suspension of high-level talks with South Korea, which were scheduled for Wednesday. Pyongyang says the talks are canceled because of the joint military exercises between the United States and South Korea. The North says the drills are a provocation and a rehearsal for invasion. Pyongyang has also threatened to scrap a planned summit between its leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. But the U.S. Department of State says that it will continue planning the summit, adding that it has received no notification of change from North Korea. The developments come despite recent attempts by Pyongyang at reconciliation with Seoul and Washington. Back to our story regarding North Korea, we are joined by Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist. Mr. Gosling, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, do you believe that the fact that the United States pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal had any effect on Pyongyang rethinking the summit that should be held with the United States?
Okay, well, let's take a step back from the two conflicts in North Korea and in Syria, because I believe that the Israelis particularly are putting pressure on the Americans to get everything sorted out in North Korea, because they want the focus to be on the potential conflict in the Middle East. Kim Jong-un has shown what a good education he got. Very good money his father invested in his education in Switzerland, because he's actually really playing this for all it's worth. That is to say, he's extracting as much as he possibly can out of the Americans and out of the South Koreans in this. I mean, it's a bit brinkmanship. Personally, I don't agree with brinkmanship. I think that they should just sit down and negotiate. But the United States is a very hard partner to negotiate with. But this conflict in Korea is not really about Korea. It is one step removed from the real conflict, which is between China and the United States. The North Korea is a kind of proxy for China, and South Korea for the US. And I think that's what's really happening, is these big power players across the world are almost using Korea as their place where they're playing chess with the little chess pieces in Korea. The Singapore summit in 4 weeks' time, yes, apparently it's now in jeopardy because of these exercises. But to be fair, there's only about 2,000 soldiers involved in the exercise, which might sound like a lot, but in any kind of military rehearsal for an invasion terms, that's a tiny number of soldiers, and it is a regular exercise. I think you just got to be balanced here about the United States is very aggressive in many parts of the world, but this is just a routine exercise. There's lots of aircraft involved, but the base that they're using is a long way from the North-South Korean border. It's right down on the west side of Korea, of South Korea. So it's not really that confrontational. And I think here, the so-called invasion rehearsal, well, it's actually really about military cooperation. Let's remember, the South Koreans are also concerned that they may be invaded by China and North Korea. So it makes sense to have some cooperation between the U.S. And South Korea. At the end of the day, they had a horrific conflict in this part of the world after World War II, between 1950 and 1953. 10% of the Korean population was killed. That was far more of a kill ratio than even happened in World War II. 3 million dead in Korea. And one of the top US generals at the time was feeling guilty about it. He said there was nothing left standing in Korea. All targets had been destroyed. And they dropped 150,000 more tons of bombs that were dropped during the whole of the Pacific campaign of the Second World War. So Koreans have remembered this conflict, and they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
A very quick note, Mr. Gosling. Don't you think it would have been a gesture of goodwill to at least postpone these military games?
Well, these are, I'm afraid, the sorts of things that, I mean, it may be that the North Koreans, I totally understand what you're saying, but the North Koreans, for example, are still keeping their nuclear weapons, it seems. They're going to stop the program to develop more, but they're going to keep the existing weapons. And so both sides have got a lot of cards up their sleeve, up their chest. They're playing, in a way, a game here with each other, saying, well, I'll only remove this if you remove that. And I think the idea that the US and South Korea should stop cooperating is simply not on the table. And also, this is simply not a really threatening maneuver. I've had a good look at this exercise. It's called, if anyone wants to look at it, it's called Max Thunder 2018. It really isn't, I don't think, a really threat. That some of the exercises the Americans do with the naval warships, etc., really do look like invasion rehearsals, but this one I don't believe is.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tony Gosselin, investigative journalist, joining us from Bristol. Your comments are appreciated, sir.